Operation Wilds, a group of drunken misfits join forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So, gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched.
I got a bruise on my knee, and then I got tangled up in an extension cord trying to catch your ghost.
Welcome back, junior researchers, to the 12th episode of our 8th season. We are going to start a little while after our last episode, as the SCP Foundation has gotten reports of a cult or cult activity going on in Spain, specifically Pruna, Spain. They don't know if it's related to the, they don't know if it's a Sarkis, like a Sarkic cult or anything like that, but there are reports that there's a potential anomalous activity going on. So they're going to be sending field agents undercover to infiltrate this cult and figure out what the fuck's happening. So they are going to be sending a trio of field agents to Pruna, the main city, to figure out what's going on and go from there. So who are my undercover field agents trying to infiltrate a cult?
My name is Erivington Eplastic.
What?
It starts with an E, both of them. They send me to Pruna.
Erivington Plastic?
Erivington Eplastic.
Erivington Plastic.
It doesn't start with an E. I use my accent. It's Erivington.
I thought you said they both start with E.
Look, don't
Remington Plastics.
For everyone listening, Pruna, Spain only has less the population of Mamou, Louisiana.
I'm going to call you Remington. Remington.
It's a very plastic. Small.
Remington Plastic.
So small.
Yeah. Remington Plastic. Got it. Who else?
Expert infiltrator.
Hello, I am Exchange Agent Mikkel Allman.
Mikkel?
Not using those characters yet.
No.
He didn't use...
An MTF, but whatever.
That's okay. I can make up different name.
Mikkel Allman. Got it.
Mikkel Allman.
Okay. And last?
I am vacationing in Spain.
Vacationing in Spain. Are you going to yell, "I'm on vacation" every time you kill people or are doing anything like that one Die Hard movie?
Yeah.
Okay. The last Die Hard movie, I should say. Last?
Oh, God, it's real nice.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
It's real nice to meet all you. My name is Ted Muse. Texas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll definitely
Texas
get
Ted.
Into that cult.
No, Ted is the only one in the group that speaks Spanish.
Well, see.
Because he's from Texas.
I'm from Texas. Yeah.
Texas.
Texas.
Sure. So you can't, I don't believe you can fly into Pruna, so you're going to have to drive in. They give you like a little ratty Jeep so that you don't stick out like a sore thumb. The city of Pruna, fairly small as you're riding into it, but you notice off in the distance, on top of a plateau, there appears to be a large castle off in the distance as you're riding in to the city of Pruna.
What do we think of as a large castle?
How many Alamos is it?
How many Alamos?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many Alamos big is it?
I forgot.
How big was the Alamo?
Like I'm from
you forget? Never forget the Alamo.
I forget all the time the Alamo.
I did not forget the Alamo. I'm not from Mexico.
You just have a lisp.
I'm from Spain.
It's Spain. It's a Spanish lisp.
The Spanish speak a Castilian like this.
Uh-huh.
Let's
go with 14 Alamos.
God, I'm imagining it'd be
I'm imagining Alamo to be a shack.
The Alamo was like
it was
I
made
mean,
of wood, I believe.
No, it was not made
Shacks
of wood.
Are made of wood.
It was made of stone.
It was made of stone.
It's okay. Roughly 63 feet high and 30 no, wide, sorry.
Wide. Okay.
Wow, that's really big.
And 33 high.
That's almost as big as your mother's ass of what's in head.
I would say mother is a skinny bitch.
Tears.
I would say it's three Alamos then.
The rumored Tri-Alamo.
Yes, the Tri-Alamo.
Tri-Alamo.
The Tri-Alamo.
I really like green ones. Just like now.
And Voithenhead, we have information that the cult is out of this castle.
Yes. So when you get to the small town, they are very, I would say, cagey at best.
They're cagey.
Not Cajun. Cagey.
They speak French in Spain.
Cagey.
Not, some of the words are mashed up.
That's not Kyle Gass. That's C-A-G-E-Y. Cagey.
That's not how you spell Cajun.
Sure. You don't know. Goddamn lisper.
Yeah, I am here to sample all the local prunes.
It sounds like the castle, like the people who run the castle are...
Castholes?
Castholes, exactly. They are religious fanatics, and anybody who doesn't follow the same religion as them, they torture to death.
What religion are they?
Catholic. Well, not Catholic. It was an offshoot a long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far away.
But you're not really getting, like, the information you get is spotty at best. You know it was an offshoot, but you don't know the exact name of it, at least not from the dossier.
I mean, that kind of would seem like the most important part of the dossier.
Well, maybe find it out.
Well, I mean, if we're rolling up to a place and it's like they kill everybody who don't do this,
yeah,
but we don't know what this is, well, it's kind of hard to kind of...
The last person they sent to infiltrate went to go find out and never reported back.
Fucking indoctrinated?
You don't know. They never reported back.
Well, we all brought our rosaries as instructed, so we are okay.
Yes. I am German Catholic. I've been playing a Resident Evil 4 to get in the mood.
Roll perception. How about that?
Okay.
Everybody or just the listener?
Everybody.
No.
Just the listener or?
The listeners. You listeners. Roll perception.
Roll perception. We'll wait.
My wisdom is plus
then, two. Then send your results over to P.O. Box 3178 and we'll read them live on stream.
We'll stay 15, voice in head.
Eight.
Eight.
It's a half of 15.
Oh, those were the 15. Mythical P.O. Box ones. Mikal is too interested in the local produce.
Got it.
Strudel.
Got the four.
Last.
Texas 7.
Okay.
It's seven. The biggest 7 there is.
So the only person who noticed was Remington Plastic.
Yes. Remington Plastic.
You noticed that there are banners hanging from, they don't really have light posts. They're more like the old school... like candle or
candle
torch
posts?
Lit ones.
It's sconces.
Sconces. But you notice that there are banners hanging from them. They appear to be like a fairly old-looking fabric. And on that, it looks like the outline of a heart, but it's on fire. And that's and then there's
they are
like
members
a,
of the Flaming Fist.
Yeah, that's...
From
that's,
Dungeons & Dragons.
Sure.
In Baldur's Gate.
And that's all you notice.
I will hold up a Spotify and ask what is the song to the
what is the song?
What time of day is it?
It is clearly Barracuda by Heart.
You get there fairly early in the morning.
That's not scary. This castle ain't scary in the day.
No right, no,
it just
wrong.
Looks like an old ass castle.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Can I do a religion check to figure out what that symbol means since I am from Texas?
Roll religion check.
Yeah, I look on my phone.
Okay, what did my Google reverse?
16.
You're not really getting any phone reception out here.
Well, good thing I'm using my big old smart Texas brain.
What'd you get, 16?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's.
Texas man, while you are thinking, can you slap me in the face, please?
It would be my honor.
High, low.
High.
You do happen to recall that this appears to be the symbol of the Brazen Heart, which is a cult that originally broke off of Christianity to follow Moloch.
Moloch.
From is a Canaanite god, and it let's see here.
What the fuck?
I was
going to
make a Knights of the Old Republic joke, but you ruined it.
I did. It's all that cult is all about blood sacrifice.
Ooh, I like
so
that.
Blood for the blood god, essentially. But yeah, that is what the
oh, the blood.
It is. So there you go. The Brazen Heart.
Well, I mean, we're just going to go right up to the door and give it an old knock-a-rooney.
Hold on, hold on.
Wait, so you're going up
on
the castle?
Hold on. Surely we want to spend a few nights in town. And thank you for slapping me. I get the popcorn that was stuck in my teeth out, and now I no longer have to listen. Uh-huh.
Well, like I said, the townies are very cagey. They stay outside. They're not outside for very long. They're very leery of newcomers.
Surely there is an inn.
A tavern?
There is a tavern.
Fantastic. We drink there, and we spend going over the tenets of this cult so that we know what to do in any given situation.
Where are you getting your tenets of the cult?
From the same place that, from Texas Man. He know everything about the cult?
16.
I said you rolled just barely high enough to know what it is and what the god's about. You don't know the tenets.
Would it be helpful if Mikael is rolling a natural 20 for history?
Nice. I thought you didn't get it.
Was?
I thought you rolled like a 7 or something.
Those perceptions to see the banners.
Gotcha. With a 20, yeah. You are well versed with the Brazen Heart. Thought to have gone extinct, actually, and driven out during the Spanish Inquisition. They are, yeah, they're just bloodthirsty monsters. They love to sacrifice to Moloch, the blood for the blood god, essentially.
Yeah.
Their tenets are that they hate anybody who doesn't worship Moloch, and also anybody who doesn't have the same sort of bloodthirst craze that they do. Anyone who questions their worship, anyone who is even perceived as a possible threat, is immediately taken into custody and taken to some place for torture and interrogation. You're going to guess the castle.
Once I am knowing how to praise Moloch traditionally?
Traditionally, yeah. You have a basic understanding of praising Moloch.
What is the traditional prayer, praise Moloch, or...
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Blood for Moloch.
Blood for the bull god.
Blood for the bull god.
Yeah, Moloch is traditionally depicted as a bull with wings. Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah. Like that Buffalo Wild Wings guy.
Yes,
okay. Like I remember that Domino's commercial in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. So that's typically how it's depicted: a muscly, like cow man with wings. Usually, how it's depicted.
Wait. He's not a cow. It is a muscly cow man.
Like a minotaur.
Where does the cow end and the man begin?
For science.
God. Only God knows.
What, look, I mean, I'm asking, how many legs does he have?
Wait, are we just doing Kid Rock songs now? We have Bull God and Only God Knows Why?
Bull with the bar, the ball, the dang bully.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Let's go shoot some bull light.
Sure. What are you guys wearing?
Mine, blood pants, spurs.
Yes.
Spurs.
Obviously, Mikael will know all of the vestments we need to drape ourselves in.
So you definitely want to dress simple.
Okay. Jedi robes.
You don't want potato sacks.
Robes
are pushing it, but yeah, you definitely don't want to be sticking out.
Burlap.
It's the old adage.
Vunsies.
Tall snail gets the hammer.
What? Axolotl onesies.
That's a lot of onesies.
Oddly enough, when I go to cons, side note.
Hey, that's a lot of onesies.
How's nobody had an axolotl wielding hand axes? I don't understand.
It's hand like, axolotl?
Hand axolotl.
Maybe a lot of hand
year,
axles.
Maybe next year it will happen, voice in the head.
Maybe you do it at Dragon Con, bud.
Yeah, maybe do it your fucking self if you want it so bad.
I don't have a sticker maker.
Sticker marker.
3D print a sticker?
Yep.
John Sticker Marker.
John Sticker Marker.
So you're at the inn.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Getting in my simple closings.
Okay.
It is made of sheep's wool, long stockings.
Okay.
Which I have naming Pippi.
Pippi Longstockings. So you guys just...
Pippi Schlongstockings.
Renting a room?
Yeah, we are renting a room and maybe buying the goat to sacrifice if we are in the middle of the night and someone comes in.
It's getting dark, I would say. At this point, unless there's something else you want to be doing before.
I would like to eviscerate this goat to get into character for these peoples who are probably coming for us while we are quote unquote sleeping.
Where are you eviscerating the goat?
Oh, in the corner by the desk.
Oh, in a room. Wait, in your in room?
Yes,
or
I am
in
buying
the
goat.
Like the. Okay, so you buy a goat.
Take it upstairs.
Take it upstairs to your room.
For science.
and then eviscerate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you eviscerating this goat?
Corner.
With my hunting knife.
Okay.
And I am offering to my friend from Texas a bite of the heart. Maybe you want to burn it first. Is there a fireplace?
Yes. It's not currently lit.
Do you mean cook the heart?
I feel like we should burn the heart while we bathe in the blood, so when they kick down the door, we are, like, cool.
Well, I don't know if the innkeepers and the people of this town really are down with this cult. I mean, that's why they hide up in their castle and don't stick on the streets that much.
Yeah, but the people don't interact because they are scared of the cult, so...
Well, I know, but, like, what I'm saying, if they kick down the door and see that... Oh, you think this is going to intimidate them if they see us?
If it's depending, no matter who kicks down, we are in a good situation.
I mean, I'm going to eat that heart no matter what. I'm going to gain the powers of a goat, be able to jump and here to there, you know, be able to stand on a steep wall of rocks where it seems like I shouldn't stand on.
It's a fainting goat. You just faint all the time.
Oh, it better not be.
You can climb upon mine arse while I'm doing downward tasting dog for... goat yoga.
Downward tasing dog?
Yes.
Downward tasing
dog. Don't downward tase me, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate the method acting approach of my fellow field agents, but perhaps we should just go knock on the door.
I am
Ted
beginning
casts
to chant.
Faint. It's not effective.
Blood for the blue.
So you guys so you eviscerate this goat. You murder this goat in the room.
Yeah.
Done.
We're going to spoil the meat,
too. We burn the heart in the fireplace.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, because we're not going to eat it except for the heart.
Okay. Hello, yes, innkeeper. I would like to request a separate room, please.
It's too late. We locked the doors.
Oh, my God.
We wear our simple clothes.
And play music.
We are covered in the bloods.
Okay.
And we carry the burned heart and we go towards the castle.
So you're not staying in the room.
No, we have to.
You just went in the room to murder the goat, and then you're going
up
the
stairs. Maybe they'll come for us. Maybe they'll come for us in the night.
Hold on. Is there a gas leak inside here? What's going on? Now, look. Yeah, I asked, you know, if we can just go up, knock on doors, and y'all ostriched me about doing that. Now, we come down here. No. You wait up, Lispy. Now, we come down here. We eviscerate this poor goat. And I'm just holding up its ass.
Drinking its blood.
Drank its blood. We fired a heart. And now we're just going to go up to the castle and do my original plan? Like, I thought we were going to, like, come down here. No, I'm not done. I'm not done with you.
It's called reconnaissance.
You goddamn German.
I'm Austrian.
Now, why did you start with N?
Now, look, I thought we were going to talk to people, kind of get information. And that's why I was like, okay, you know what? They're right. I had a bad idea. But now you're just going to take my idea and claim it as your own.
Well, yeah, when the people of the town didn't want to talk to us as a unit, we assumed
it. Could it have been that the fact that we came in here all grumbly with a tied-up goat with a ball gag in its mouth asking for a room? Could that be it?
Well, maybe, but...
No question.
But do you want just to, like, take over the local kids' soccer team and, like, coach them to the national championship something?
They are 2-15. That would be a feat that is impossible, but I'm worth any challenge.
But they're bobsled team, though.
Okay. I would like to point out that knocking on the door... and sacrificing a goat in a hotel room are not the only two genders. It is a spectrum. And I suggested something a little in the middle. Just read up on the cult, then we go knock on the door.
Well, I know everything about the cult. So do you want to coach the soccer team or what?
I mean, you know everything about the cult, but you don't know how the cult...
I am the only Espanol here, so obviously I am uniquely poised to... To teach the soccer team. That's right.
Yeah. No, we're going to teach them American football.
Why would
during
we
soccer.
Teach them?
During soccer season. Yeah.
Shitty rugby.
Fuck those kids up, man.
Because they're too smart over here. We got to give them all head
drive through.
Fine. Sure. Yeah, we will integrate ourselves into the town by coaching the local team in
rival
American
teams.
Soccer's football. And I will go to bed then.
Okay. 10 years later.
You guys go to bed. There's no time to train a non-existent soccer team.
You can start one.
For sure, you could. So, you guys settle in for the night.
Hold on. I wake everybody up.
Greetings, okay. Fellow kids. Do you want to play soccer? It's midnight.
I know that you all... Hey. I squeeze his titty.
That's my zipple, yeah?
I know you just went to bed and I heard you like finally hit REM sleep, but I thought this was the best opportunity to wake you up to ask you a question. Where's little Lispy?
He got a separate room because he didn't want to.
No, he's in the same room.
He requested one and he was denied.
You just woke me up. I'm right here.
Hey, I know it's the middle of the night, but like, we should probably go up to the castle now. Like, if you're a cult, you gotta be, like, nocturnal, right?
Especially, you don't have to, but yeah.
But, I mean, they're a blood cult, right? They're like a circus, a vampire cult or something like that?
Do you want to get a pitchfork and maybe a torch and go up there and say, we do not kill the monster, we are the monsters, let us in.
I mean, where are we gonna get a pitchfork at this hour? You're right. That's a good plan.
Commit to the bit.
Yeah. Well, I know it's. You're right. Okay.
I'm going back to sleep now.
Okay. I didn't bring my CPAP machine, so you guys are just gonna have to deal with that. Don't worry about me.
Not that there's working outlets.
I will. Yeah, I forgot my adapter.
Yeah. It immediately fries.
Oh, yeah.
What a occurrence.
I will sound like I am dead, but I assure you I will not be dead.
Do you have sleep napia, or are you giving yourself a blowjob?
Sleep napia, yes.
No, sleep he's a Mac napia. He has had not enough hot dogs before bed. That is why he sounds like this.
So?
Guck, guck. Give him the guck, guck. You have to make him the glizzy overdrive.
Sure. So
you have to sing. You have to sing his favorite commercial tunes to him, so he can drift off to sleep.
Eventually,
we are farmers. Sorry.
Eventually, you all drift off to dreamland for an unknown amount of time before you hear.
Shall not be infringed.
A loud noise breaking into the inn and rushing up the stairs. Sounds like dozens of footsteps running up the stairs to the same level you're on. Making their way down the hallway. You guys are all wide awake at this point.
Voss, in the name of Moloch,
the heart, and I start eating.
I'm gonna rip the skull out of this head of the goat.
Roll me straight.
Evil beginnings, the blood orgy.
To rip a skull.
Oh,
out.
Hi guys.
12.
We heard this was a nice vacation.
You guys want into the blood orgy?
Do you want a bite?
Would you get 12? No, you don't rip the skull out. With
maybe
your average part,
maybe
strength.
Just the skin.
Yeah, you can, the skin just kind of like tug at
I want to wear it as a mask.
Also, no.
All right, well, then I'm going to put it on my head and try to get as much as my head.
You just set it on top like a cap.
And then I put my cowboy hat like on top of it.
No, you have to give it.
Oh, you have a cowboy hat.
It's
all
a
right.
Blood eagle.
What do you
friend.
Mean, all right?
He has a Dallas Cowboys baseball cap.
Oh, they murder you on sight.
Well, it's not a...
Go Prescott!
It's not a baseball hat.
So, the steps come down the hallway, stop right outside your door, and then you hear the slam of the door across the hallway. And you hear people screaming and shouting, and they're ushered away, it sounds like. But then... As you hear the footsteps moving away, you hear a gentle rapping at your door.
I will take the heart like an apple, and I will open the door, and I'll... No.
There's a very tall, very wide-looking religious figure, you would say. Has sort of like a...
tall Jesus?
Like a...
Fat Jesus.
How do I want to put it?
He's already tall.
It's not a Western hat,
Jesus,
but it's
big
it's like
and tall.
Thinner, but also longer, like very wide-brimmed, big hat. He's got white robes with red accents and little gold tassels here and there.
He's got a Turd Ferguson hat? What's going on here?
But you don't really see too much below the nose. And he has a very wide mouth. He's like, welcome to Pruna.
Oh, thank you.
I hear that you're visitors here.
Yeah, we are hearing there is good blood sport here.
We are concerned with visitors. But yeah. I see, as he looks, as he motions towards the eviscerated goat carcass in the room.
And I'm holding the goat head on top of my head, and I'm just like...
Glances over towards you, Hello. Back towards the other two. Just like...
Blood fuzzy bull god, yeah.
That you appear to be possibly of the same ilk as us. Are you on a pilgrimage to Moloch?
It's not elk, it's a bull.
Yeah,
are you speaking in your Texas accent?
Deception. I have radicalized these two friends on the internet, and I'm bringing them on the pilgrimage with me.
Roll deception.
I'm deceiving him with a 17s.
Good.
I tell
him. It's a very good straight roll because I have no bonus.
I tell him we have. Okay. It is possible we have come here for a very specific purpose.
And what is that purpose, my son?
Well, I mean, we heard maybe there were people here who were not so. Oh, close-minded.
We are wanting to do the blood rave.
And the grin widens, and he just goes, what do you mean by close-minded, my son?
Well, you know.
Before I say this, I would like to draw on the knowledge that Mikael gave to me of the cult. Mm-hmm. And
mind
the
practices. To your mind, yeah.
They're very close-minded.
And, that's why I said it with a little smile.
Got it.
With a wink. And you know, I'll say something to the effect of, you know, people that just want to do all of the debaucherous and degenerate and disgusting things out in the wide world.
He's talking like a pedophile.
Would you roll for your deception?
Oh, yeah.
Me?
No, yeah. He talking about me.
No, I got the other two.
You talking about me? You didn't ask me to roll deception.
I do have a bonus.
Roll deception.
In deception. My bonus is -3.
Nice. Yeah. Pay no attention to my idiot friend.
I got a 10. Mm. 10.
10.
10. 10.
The middle.
That is a 13.
Okay.
It just takes some time.
I see.
And he says, it's so good to meet like-minded individuals coming to our town. And I would like to invite you up to the castle personally to partake in the festivities.
Voice in head, is he going to murder us?
Roll insight.
16.
Also with the 16s?
12.
Yeah. He's going to murder you. Mm. he's on to you, especially Texas accent guy.
Question, does this goat have horns?
Yes. He's a very large fellow. He's off, and also, you hear movement outside, so you know there's not people too far
now,
away.
Now, listen here.
I'm always listening, and I just start blasting.
You're from Texas.
Now, listen here. I grew up in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
My parents.
We're bullfighters.
How's that 16 deception doing for me? Hold on. Yeah. My parents grew up in Texas. I don't know if you've thought about it or heard about it. Longhorns. That's right. Go Longhorns.
Bull gods.
We are the place of gods.
Hook 'em horns.
We bring and we have been importing these bulls into Spain for 16 generations. We are Bullandia down there. So you're welcome. And we lived here because it was easier to live here and get the bulls over here. My brother, uncle, down in Flirtland.
Brunkle Flirtland?
Flirtland, Texas. You probably heard of it.
Near Corpus Christi.
Bull capital of...
Viva las largas bocinas!
Of Texas. Now, he used to ship them over here, but we've been living, you know, outside a couple towns down the road for years now. I don't judge you on your beard. You ain't got to judge
beard.
And your fatness.
You ain't got. I don't judge
clean shaven round face.
I don't judge you on your fucking smile. Because you got health care.
Really ingratiating yourself,
huh?
Really ingratiating yourself.
I'm just saying. Once you got to get to know me, I don't. You know, first impressions aren't always the last impressions.
I would love to get to know you. That's just why, like, I'm inviting you up to the castle.
No, I feel like you're going to stab me right in the right in the pussy.
I guarantee you I will not stab you in the pussy.
All right.
Voice and head, I would like to just scratch my throat, but also press on my right lymph node, which will activate my my tracker slash audio-video recorder embedded in my skull.
Yeah. We all have those.
Well, high-low.
Low.
49, you do indeed. They learned from the last guy who went in without any embedded tracking and audio-visual equipment stuck in his skull. And they implanted it in you guys. So, yeah, you've activated it.
Yeah, but does he not still believe me that I am trying to radicalize these people for the cult? And I am a
you didn't roll high enough.
I rolled pretty high.
So. I know, he rolled higher.
Son of a bitch.
So he's like,
we will follow you to the castle, yeah?
Great. It's going to be a fantastic time.
I'm going
to
out-chug you on this blood-chugging.
Yeah, the blood-chugging.
That's what we're doing. We're going to go voice chug some blood.
I would like to try to keister a gun.
Keister a gun?
Yes.
What's keister a gun?
Put one out of the
pocket.
It's
when you shove the gun up your butt.
Okay.
To hide it. Roll just like in Fallout New Vegas.
Sure. Roll me sleight of hand.
Sure. Slide of ass.
You going barrel first, or you going?
Well, of course you go barrel.
He's just
got to
clench it.
Fool.
He pulls it out, but accidentally pulls the trigger at the same time.
We've already done that joke this season.
I know.
That is a.
It was a knife, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a shiv. That's an 18.
Okay.
Ooh. I always keep my Makarov.
Luckily, you know, you're
drenched
you're so
in lube
to,
and cosmoline.
So you quickly grab it, stick
put
it up.
Put a condom around it and shove it up your ass.
You just put it on the stool behind you and sit down real quick.
So as the priest, you're guessing, turns around to motion to the individuals to help usher you up to the castle, that's when you turn around, grab the gun, shove it up your ass.
How tall is he?
He's like,
I can't wait to go to the castle.
6'9".
I'm so excited. It feels great.
Do I believe he's the high priest?
Probably.
How many people is behind him?
Well, based on the number of footsteps you heard, you're going to guess about 8 or 9.
Yeah, I'm going to try to follow suit and break one of the horns off this goat and
shove it in your butt.
Shove it in my butt as a sheev.
Sure roll, sleight of hand.
14s.
Yeah. As I said, as you turn around, you shove it up your butt. What are you putting in your ass, my friend?
Well, I'm going to get...
It's your turn.
I'm
going to
get
stuff.
The TV remote for this hotel room.
All right. There's no electricity.
Oh. Well, I'm still going to get that TV remote.
So there's no TV.
Well, what else is in here but a goat?
A bowl.
There's a bowl?
And a bucket. And a couple of beds.
Is
the
there,
fireplace.
Do I got any
some
grenades
wood.
On me?
No.
Come what on. What about Fabergé eggs?
Yes.
Yeah? I'm
sure.
Going to hide it in my robe like a normal human.
Okay. Sleight of hand to hide a Fabergé.
I get jealous. I say, oh, I should have thought of that.
You didn't make them roll to shove
I did.
Shit.
Yeah, we
sleight
did.
Sleight of hand.
Oh, just rolled well.
I got a -2 as a bonus.
Same roll.
Don't fucking tell me. I'm telling my business.
That's a crit fail.
He's like, hold.
Oh, okay.
It's a good thing I didn't try to shove that up my ass.
So, the pocket just happens to be on the back of the robe. And you really miss that robe. There's actually a hole back there that you were not aware of.
It's my shithole.
Yeah, well, it is because you accidentally shove the Fabergé egg completely up your ass. And you feel it crack up in there, so it's uncomfortable. I rolled a 95, so I didn't take a limb, but you're going to have an egg up your ass. So.
It's a cracked egg
and
now.
It made noise, so there's no way they didn't hear an egg crack up your ass.
Well,
so.
Here's the thing. You got to break a few eggs if you're going to make an omelet.
And you didn't even do it quickly. You did it really slow. So you saw him turn back around
and
make
eye contact. Yes, and I don't break it. This is a sexual thing for me.
He didn't stop you. So
that was a good distraction.
He's okay with you shoving an egg up your butt.
It's the blood. The finest tap blood
legs,
is
so
from the anus.
You'll have a trail.
It's a snail trail.
Sure. So a few individuals come in, shirtless dudes, very hairy chest, but they have like black sacks over their head with like just eye holes cut out.
They have black sacks.
And then like a rope tied around their neck.
Do they have it tied off like you do to castrate bulls?
Yeah, there's a rope around their necks.
They have the BBS, the big black sacks.
The big black sacks?
And they just have cloth pants. They just sort of quote unquote apprehend you.
Do they talk? What's your name?
They're not talking to you.
Are you circumcised?
They're not answering.
They're European, of course not.
They're just ushering you out and up the hill towards the castle.
They're Catholic adjacent.
And as we're abducted.
And as you're being abducted and sent up towards the castle, we're going to take a break.
It's me, Philip D., cutting into your episode once again to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. You haven't supported yet? Why the hell not? No, I know you're fast-forwarding. I mean, I know that there's about 10 of you that are hearing this. But listen, patreon.com/botchpodcast is dope. $3 a month, literally less than a beer, at any bar that you go to, will get you into the Discord, which is full of the Island of Misfit Toys community that we have. It's a safe space of fucking wonderfulness. $5 a month? How about an extra couple, thousand hours of content that we've been making since 2016? $5 a month, man! It's great. It's a PBR and a fucking tip to your bartender. There's more, though. I mean, you can do $10 a month, get an item into the show. $30 a month gets you at the end of every episode. Your name is called out as a great Patreon producer. And $50 a month gets you into the secluded club that is the one-off bi-weekly games that we play with patrons. I can tell you right now, with me and my patrons, I'm running a game. I'm DMing it. I don't DM well, but they're having fun. It's set in the Fallout universe, and right now as we speak, we're going through New Jersey. Why would you not want to do that? Hang out with other patrons. Get shit on by me, Tristan, or even Steve, and just support us. We could use it. We need it. We don't abuse it. And Chonky really needs that beer. So that's patreon.com/botchpodcast. Let's get back to the shit show.
And we're back. All right. So you're all led up towards the castle. And roll me perception checks.
Seven.
Six.
Great.
16.
Thanks,
okay,
Kix.
The only person who notices.
I'm hyper-focused right now.
Yeah,
because
that
kinda
egg's up your butt and stuff.
Only one of us can notice things at a time in this group.
Apparently.
This was a three down the line guy.
You're in a procession of sorts. You guys are in the middle. There's also a couple other people that were in the room opposite of you being led up this hill.
I apologize to them for having to walk through my ass blood.
And they don't seem to respond. They're more just whimpering and crying.
That's fine. It's a Southern Texas
thing. Did you not put all your stats into sanity, people? Come on.
You're being walked up this rocky coast, like the ridge, I should say, up to the top of this ridge where the castle is. Now, the castle itself, like I said, it's about three Alamos, and it's a little worn down, but it's, operable. You see people manning the castle, but you definitely... What's the name of your character? Fucking
Ted.
Ted, you can hear
the
distant sounds of screams coming from within
like
the
music.
Castle.
It's potential voters.
Sure, and you are being led into the castle, the mouth of this castle.
And so like Castle Grayskull, where it's got like a skull entrance?
Nope, doesn't have that. Just looks like an old school castle. Nothing particularly...
Has it got a monorail system?
Nope.
Pussies.
Is the vault crenellated?
What?
It's a crenellated castle.
Does it have machicolations?
What?
Is it titillated?
You said it's an old school castle. Do you not know each and every piece of the architecture?
I don't know the words that you're
using. Does it have crenellations and machicolations?
What are those words?
He just described it to you.
No, he did.
I said the vase. The crenellation on the vase. Look at me. Go like this.
It looks like it's been worn down.
Okay,
the machicolations
yeah.
are the holes the holes in the floor below those when they could pour oil.
Murder holes. Like yeah.
Yes, there are holes below.
Nice.
Probably for sieges of some sort. I mean, this castle's pretty well defended in the sense that it's on top of a ridge. There's really only one way in, one way out, which is
it's
the
a body bag.
Is it the square?
Squarish.
And the towers on the edges, are they circles or are they like octagons?
You don't really see towers.
So there's no tower. It's just a square.
It's pretty much.
It's pretty
square.
Ancient.
Like the Alamo.
Very, very ancient.
Yeah.
Are the guys, are they chanting, Vivir es mimir, Vivir. Wait. Morir es vivir, morir es vivir, morir es vivir.
Maria has free beer.
Maria's got free beer.
No, has.
Maria has
free beer.
Free beer.
Te voy a matar.
Kalimar.
They're not really saying.
Guitar.
They're very quiet.
Who's playing the guitar?
But you're being led into the castle. As you're led into the castle, it opens up a little bit into a hallway, but immediately the head priest turns to the left and down a spiraling staircase. The sound of those screams keeps getting louder and louder.
I jack him off as he goes down there.
This is where
the
orgy is, clearly.
I got broken eggshells inside of me, boy.
You jack him off so fast he doesn't know what's happening.
As you reach the bottom of the stairs, you notice so that they're basically tying the wrists of each person in front of you. So you'll be next. So is there anything you're doing?
So I was saying, when the priest is, we're tying the wrists. Can you get to your ass if your wrists are tied?
Yes.
It seems
still could.
Okay.
Are they tying the wrist in front or in back?
Front.
Oh,
for now.
This is easy.
But we can step
through. I can easily get Texas boy to pull out my ass gun.
If you're holding.
Hold.
Yeah.
Ted, high low.
Huh?
His are behind his back.
Shit.
Mikkel.
Hi.
Yours are in front.
Fuck.
Remington.
Hi.
Yours are back.
So I am the ass grabber. Got it.
Clearly.
So there's the deal.
But the other group is in front of us.
Yeah, and those are also tied, some in the front, some in the back.
But let's see what happens. Maybe they are going to kill them first.
Sure.
And then we know our time is up, and then we can go balls to the balls and pull things
bang
out of
bang,
ass.
Bang to bang, diggy diggy.
Sure.
Ass guns.
So it's a long hallway, and the sound of screams is echoing down this hallway. And you just hear the priest is sort of like gingerly humming, as if like very happy. And you see a dim light coming down the end of the hall, and you keep going. And you get to the end of the hall, and the room opens up into a very large room. Roll me perception checks.
You know this is obvious, Dad.
I don't know.
17.
I have no idea what your fucking worst stat is.
14.
Okay, so everybody other than Mikkel.
I'm worried about pulling things out of my ass.
Sure. Looks around the room and sees that this room is it's a torture dungeon of sorts. They have thumb screws, the breaking wheel, Iron Maiden's Judas Cradle, Spanish Donkey, iron chairs,
Spanish Donkey,
Judas Priest,
Strapado, lead sprinkler, Spanish ticklers, crocodile shears, choke pairs.
What's the one where they screw something progressively larger down your throat?
I don't know. McKay boots.
It's called a throat pie.
Heretics, forks. Bastinado sticks, scolds, bridles, scavenger's daughters, I think it's called. And a big old pot of boiling oil. And then all the way in the back, the center of the room, I should say, is a large bronze-looking statue of a bull with four arms. Very muscly-looking bull. Almost flexing, and at the bottom of it, there looks to be like a gate of some sort.
Do they have any
big ass statue?
They got any one of them whistling bungholes?
No.
What about spleen splitters?
Yeah.
Whisker biscuits?
Yes.
Honky ladders?
No.
Husker do's?
Yes.
Husker don'ts?
Absolutely.
Cherry bombs? Nipsey daisies?
No.
What about scooter sticks?
Yep.
No, not a single whistling kitty chaser?
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was referencing the pair of anguish, which is...
So the choke pairs, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep, they do have that.
Yep.
Is that what you want?
Nope.
They can put it up your asshole,
they can
too.
Put it in any orifice, as it yeah. turns out.
Even your pee hole.
All right, so let's see. Where are you guys going here? And so when you guys enter the room, the screams of people on the various devices gets louder
Give
because
gun.
The priest is here.
Give me the gun.
Let's see here. Let's go with the first person.
Remington, come here.
Let's go with Remington first.
Nah, grabs a gun from his ass.
Hold on.
That's his held action.
Okay, looks like Remington, they're aiming him, at least, towards a table of sorts with straps on it. You can roll to take the... To
grab the gun from his
grab
butt.
Grab the gun? Let's go with Dex. Roll Dex to grab butt.
Well, I will be assisting him, obviously, by loosening, breathing
loosening
my exercises and loosening my butthole.
Sure.
So I'm getting a 15.
Okay.
Okay. Can I distract everybody as I take a shit on the floor?
Shit on the blood out.
I mean, you could try and take a shit on the floor. Yeah.
Get that egg and bits out of me.
Sure.
If you bleed out from your ass, you won't feel the torture.
What kind of, you want, like a performance?
Yeah.
It's a -3 roll for me.
Hello, my honey. Hello, my...
I'm curious. Are any of your rolls not -3?
Yeah.
Most of them.
Are they? Because everyone he's mentioned is -3.
No, most
Half
of them.
Half of them.
Charisma. You've been making me do a lot of charisma checks.
I feel like I haven't.
That's my dumpster.
You asked if you could do a charisma roll. He said yes.
I figured it would be a performance. I am...
That's a charisma.
12.
I shit with charisma.
Okay. You, like...
Because I'm making a distraction.
Like, have you ever been to a farm and you've watched, like, a cow or a horse just shit while standing and their tail just flails wildly?
Yep.
More than you know,
That's
brother.
That's like you right now. Just all of a sudden, like, the fart that you let loose when you shit, it almost, like, causes it to... And it sprays...
Blood.
It's like,
however...
It's like videos when people declog a drain.
However... The issue is that you shoved a Fabergé egg up there that broke and lodged itself up there. So it's got kind of, so it's just kind of spraying in various directions, but also causing a great deal of pain and probably not good for you internally to have you shitting inside your own like ass wounds, but
that is not good.
Probably
I mean,
not.
I was going to have to poop it sometime.
But you do. You do this. However, nobody seems to pay any attention to this because it's a torture room. People shit themselves all the time.
So then can I pick it up and throw it at the high priest?
I mean, you could try. However, the high priest has moved over and has grabbed Mikkel by the wrist and says, I'm sorry, but unfortunately, you're not going to be able to grab the gun out of your buddy's ass. He's like, he's going over towards the Judas cradle.
While he's holding mine hand, couldn't mine buddy pull the gun out of his own ass?
He could try.
I will try to grab the gun out of my own ass.
I will kick the priest in the shit.
What is that? What to grab my gun?
Dex?
To shit.
Sleight of hand?
If it is sleight of hand, it is 22.
Ooh. You manage to grab the gun.
I bend over.
It's not easy, because
so
I
that
believe...
it's pointed backwards and I start shooting.
Okay. Roll a dex attack with disadvantage.
Yeah, sure.
If it's anywhere near me, I try to get my
Well, maybe the next one I will roll
your face
lower than
front
a three.
Of
no, a four. Three and the four. So that's
okay.
A five.
You fire wildly.
Wait. I'm sorry. That's a seven.
Oh, you fire wildly into the ground. The bullets ricochet around. They don't seem to hit anything, unfortunately. They take the gun and immediately start to shuffle you over towards the Judas cradle. Do you know what a Judas cradle is?
I'm Googling it right now.
Oh, I wouldn't, but sure. A Judas cradle, for our
Please
listeners,
don't say,
is like a pyramid. It looks like a pyramid of sorts.
Oh,
and so,
it's like if Vlad the Impaler had not finished his design yet.
Yeah, and so they sit you on top of it, and then they weight your legs and your wrists so that you're just slowly impaled
we'll just leave
on
the rest
this
of
thing
the
to just really hurt that butthole. So you're sent over that way. Let's see, where is old Mikkel going?
Oh, this is one of those made-up torture devices that didn't actually ever exist.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Judas Cradle?
100% this is not actually used.
Okay. So you are tied up tighter, and you are given a heretic's fork, which is a little fork that goes under your chin and mm-hmm. also into your chest. So if your head drops at all, you basically stab yourself a little bit in the chin and also in the chest. Mm-hmm. And then last is old Ted Muse, covered in shit and blood.
This was most certainly used during the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. Ted Muse is sent over to the Spanish donkey.
Oh, that's the one I wanted to go to.
You're on the Spanish donkey,
all
my
right,
friend.
Well, you know what? Listo for un burro.
Sure. So it looks more like a sawhorse, but the sawhorse is like a point. It's like a pointy wood. And then they stick you on that without
they
any pants.
They spit roast me?
Yep. And then they tie weights to your legs so that it's on there. So it's uncomfortable. And you guys are on there for quite a while. And you just listen to screams and whatnot. But you do notice that the priest stops paying attention to you guys for a bit and leads one of the hapless torturees, I guess you could say, over to the pit. The statue of Moloch. And there are a few people taking the person over, and then some people lifting up the gate, and then they put this person inside this statue in this gated area, and then they close it. And the person is just whimpering and crying. No, there's no fire. There's no fire whatsoever. The statue itself, the top of it with Moloch, looks really nasty and mean, but yes, the priest gets down low. And you hear him speaking very softly. Who wants to play the person in the there we go. He goes, "It's okay, my child. Don't worry. As long as you answer truthfully, you'll be fine."
Just came to eat prunes from Prune.
Sure. What village do you hail from?
Prune from the Prune God.
Apricotta.
Nothing happens. Good. That's good. Do you want to go home and see your family?
Yes, very.
Nothing happens. Would you consider yourself a good person?
I mean, I try.
Nothing happens. All right, great. One last question. If you answer this correctly, I'll let you go.
Oh, really?
Yes, I will let you go free and clear, no torture. I'm not even going to kill you. No tricks. All you have to do is answer me one question, okay?
Okay.
What is my true name? Okay. The moment you say Cain, all of a sudden, that person bursts into flame spontaneously and begins screaming as they are burned alive, which causes everybody else in the room to really freak out.
I wish I'd said Sergio.
And they are rendered unto ash. Nothing left other than some ash.
A note has been passed to the DM.
Sure.
This is really unfortunately and painful. For my unsheathed, depuckered asshole to be sitting on this donkey for so long.
Yeah, it's not doing great. You're in a great deal of pain, because you guys have been on here for quite a while. Roll me a history check.
Oh, or religion, No, it's 7.
No, you have no idea about those things that you messaged me about.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you notice that
Special Agent John Utah's burst through the door.
So you notice that one of you, let's see which one of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Looks like Mikkel is taken off of.
I was going to try to pull the horn out of my butt and kill myself with it so that I couldn't be tortured.
Your heretic's forks are removed and they usher you over towards.
Yeah.
The statue, mm-hmm. and they put you in the statue and close it.
Yeah.
At that point, you notice that you hear gunfire in the distance.
Ooh, I hope that just people saving me.
And the priest sort of seems alarmed and issues everybody to run out and stop the non-believers, the heretics. And everybody leaves the room to go and deal with that. What MTF are we at this point as we cut to the MTF of the SCP Foundation entering into the facility to try and stop these cultists from whatever it is that they're doing.
That was your MTF you were supposed to use.
Yeah.
Wait, are these, so are these MTF like you just...
DM, we is, are...
I know we talked about it, but I used that guy.
Yeah, we're hoping these guys survive as a team.
We are, we're MTF Epsilon 77 Scanner 4 Scanner Cops.
Scanner 4 Scanner Cops.
It's a good movie. You should watch it.
Scanners? Yeah.
Scanner 4 Scanner Cops. No, Scanner 4 is called Scanner Cop.
Oh, I don't know, man. I know scanners. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Okay.
We're like totally just, you know. Yeah.
Totally like, yeah. All right. You've burst onto the scene, and you basically were airlifted in via helicopter quietly in the night. I don't know what the fuck you two are doing, but
you're reading this bottle.
You're airdropped in.
He's trying to pick a name.
Okay. You're airdrop hops. So you're airdropped in, and you are immediately confronted by cultists, none of which have guns. They all have swords and shit.
Fuck off.
So what do you do? There's a fair number of them.
My name is Tribeca Brown. And
I'll say this, two of you are going to be dropping onto the ground. One of you is on a Gatling gun on the helicopter. Who's doing what?
I have to go with Tribeca.
Yeah. My boyfriend is not leaving me alone.
Hi, my name's Topher.
Topher. And Tribeca.
I'm going to go for my other character.
And then who's your MTF, Tristan?
Hi, my name's Buckshot. Last name Coozer.
I don't care. Buckshot, yep. You are...
Buckshot Coozer.
Buckshot, you are in the helicopter manning the minigun.
Fuck up these cultists.
Sure. Roll me... let's go with three attacks. As you're assuming, aiming at the guys on the walls.
16-19 crit.
Yeah, so you just completely obliterate these medieval cultists with a minigun.
Yeah.
They have bows and arrows.
I was in the fucking army, I get it.
Yeah, and you just obliterate them. Just
get
some. Tears them apart. Not even a like competition. Just
get
bam,
some.
Destroys them. Meanwhile, dropping onto the ground, we have Topher and Tribeca, mm-hmm. lovers at war.
Yes.
You guys have M16s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also with grenade launcher attachments.
Right. I manifested that.
Sure, you did. I fucking hate you.
She did. I watched her do it.
Yeah,
it's true.
You've landed. You notice that there's a large group of cultists running towards you with swords and axes
okay.
and shields.
Voice in head, I'm going to manifest that those cultists rushing towards us die.
Okay.
By being shot by me and my boyfriend, Topher.
We'll do it.
We just... If she told
no,
me
I
to
just
do
manifest.
It. Yeah. You if she manifest. Told me to do it, then I do it.
You know
I rolled a 23.
No, Tribeca, you don't attack because you're just manifesting.
I rolled a 23.
To manifest, yeah. You're just looking
correct.
At
correct. I manifest
it.
That
you
they
put
get
it
shot
out in the universe.
Me.
Yeah,
you 23.
Topher?
I just do it because she told me to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're manifesting, Topher. Manifest it with me.
16.
Okay. You two unload on this crowd. Just... And they're just going down. Like, the shields, they're made of wood. It's not really doing a whole lot. I mean, you're just absolutely annihilating this cult.
I'm going to take the crystal out of my pocket and talk to it. Like, I'm trying to talk to the, like, not voice in head. It's more like a voice in crystal.
Babe, who is that bitch that you're talking to?
Buckshot.
I got a question. Yep. No, I have an actual question.
Sure. Yeah, ask you.
How many people are out here?
Left?
Yeah.
Six.
Like, is that on the wall?
Nope,
and
running
crystal?
Towards you.
They're running towards us.
Yeah, running towards you.
Okay. You didn't have to be so rude.
Buckshot.
Meh.
Yeah.
You notice six individuals running towards Tribeca and Topher, specifically Topher.
I got a question.
And they're talking to a crystal.
If my compatriots in arms die, do I get reassigned to a different squad?
Yes. No, right. Actually, you become leader of the squad.
And I can recruit more people?
Yes.
All right.
You aim it straight down.
Time to
kill these two.
Doesn't angle far enough.
I'm going to like line up my shot real good. I'm going to take my time.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to get all six of the people running. Like, I'm going to try to like use the Gatling gun to decapitate everybody in a line.
Roll three attacks and minus two to each. You want to decapitate them.
12.
Rocky, no.
Four.
Rocky, no.
Well, 12, four,
go
crit.
Go away, Rocky.
Okay. So the 12 will hit. Doesn't decapitate, but fucks them up badly. The four doesn't. The bullets go wildly. The crit absolutely decimates. So there's still two individuals running towards Topher.
I tried my best. I guess I gotta report back.
Tribeca, you have one attack to keep Topher from getting attacked with swords.
Well, obviously, I manifest them exploding.
Sure.
And I pull the trigger on my grenade launcher, which is incidental to my manifest.
Sure, roll attack.
I hope you botch so fucking bad.
How close are they?
They're pretty close.
24.
Okay. You fire off a grenade, it hits these cultists who have no idea what's going on, in the chest, and explodes. Oh, let's go with a... Topher, high or low?
Low.
Okay.
You are not.
Tribeca, high or low?
We go together, low. I hold his hand.
The blast doesn't impact you two. Just move your hair backwards slightly.
I'm going to grab the hand of one of these cultists.
Lucky motherfuckers.
Like just the severed hand, just somewhere on the ground? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there's just a bunch of burnt shot bodies left.
Well, there's some, I mean, there's the ones that we manifest down already.
Sure.
So I'm going to grab one of the hands of the cultists, and I'm going to have the crystal in between my hand and the hand of the cultist.
Uh-huh. Why is it every character you make I hate so much?
I get on the radio and I say I manifested that.
Every one of them.
Whoa, did you see me decapitate those cultists?
I manifested that.
It's
fuck
true.
You.
I was there.
You guys here.
Hold on. I'm getting a message from the other side.
I say over the
babe, are you speaking with the dead? Oh my god.
Hold on.
It's so hot when he does this. Watch this, Buckshot.
There's more cultists inside.
Oh my god.
It's gone.
Insight it's gone. From beyond the grave.
It's gone. I don't know what else. It's gone. I'm sorry.
Babe, you didn't even have to eat your speak with dead paper.
No, I didn't.
So?
Not yet.
I'm going to stay on this helicopter.
There's.
But I'm so parched now.
You want a course? I'll throw you one.
Ew.
Babe, do you want me to pee in your mouth?
Is the sun out?
No, it's nighttime.
No.
No. That's true.
Buck Coozer throws a fucking, I assume his name's Aiden, I don't know. Tribeca, what's your boyfriend's name?
Topher. It's Topher. You know this.
I throw Topher one of Golden Colorado's best banquet beers brewed by the Chorus Company in Golden Colorado. You want to catch it or what?
No.
All right.
Drinks alcoholic kombucha.
Fuck you.
I'm going to take my pouch out, and I'm going to take my spirit paper and put it on my tongue.
I wasted a goddamn beer.
Okay.
To help me vibrate on the same wavelength.
Oh, the helicopter crashes.
Vibrate, man.
And on top of me.
The helicopter?
Blade first.
Fuck you.
It turns upside down.
Hey, driver, no. I will shoot him if you want. You fly around.
It's a weird malfunction.
Buckshot cannot die like this.
Buckshot flies out. He's safe. Oh. Completely unharmed as this helicopter chops each of you two in small little bits.
Buckshot uses his empty cases of cores to fly.
And then you can talk to the dead as much as you want from on that side. I hate all of you. You guys hear the rantings of the high priest who's at the entrance of the castle.
Kalima!
And he's just shouting about how Moloch will drown you all in blood and that he, in the end, will be righteous as you are all heretics. And Moloch will spit roast each of you on hot coals and torture you until your family members feel it. And then we'll feast on your bones and blood and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I already told everybody this when I spoke with the dead. I
There's no other cult. You don't notice any other.
No,
yeah,
Topher
and I spit roast him every night.
Yeah.
What? Spit roast
him?
Yeah, too.
I put on my strap on, and then we call in our friend, Peggy. And he gets spit roasted every night.
It's true. Because she wants it.
This isn't anything new.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We're dead. You told us.
Put a fucking hood on him. Put a fucking hood on him. Cuff him and take him back.
You let me take off my whole costume.
Rescue that guy.
I didn't tell you to do shit.
I
was dead.
I believe you.
Yeah, I said the helicopter flipped over upside down and chopped you in a little bit.
Did it happen?
You think I was being
a training exercise.
It's a training exercise. For no reason. I was just manifesting your deaths is what I was doing.
You rescued that.
You don't do it like she does because hers actually happens.
Yeah, mine actually
works. I can make mine
everything
happen.
Everything I manifest really
easy. I can manifest a lot of things.
I say we rescue those goddamn butt people and we bring them back.
Is he yelling at us? Or
he's yelling at you guys.
Comms.
Oh, yeah. Buckshot, are you doing anything? This guy's just yelling.
I'm staying on.
Those two are fucking around with crystals.
I'm going to shoot his knee out.
Let's.
Kneecap that.
I manifest that.
Minus two.
I got a botch.
Please, God. Please. Hey, I don't ask for a lot.
I manifest to not get shot in the head from his botch.
I don't know if you're listening. I don't ask for a lot, deity, whoever you may be.
Buck Coozer is giving it to you.
But give me this.
I manifest a box of protection around us. I don't believe you.
There's two of them?
I rolled high, not death, but I rolled high. Well, it just looked at Steve's picture. Tribeca.
Yeah?
High, low.
Pick one.
Is
one
it one through three
one
or
of
four
death.
Through six?
Yeah. High, just like my boyfriend.
I'm vibing.
Tribeca.
Yeah.
You notice that there's a swift, sudden gust of wind. And the helicopter sort of shifts a bit as Buckshot goes to fire off the Gatling gun, and a hail of gunfire hits you from the back. And you are shot many, many times. Your right arm flies off.
Ow.
You are not dead, but you are unconscious, so you can't speak.
I manifested that.
You are unconscious.
I hold her. I run out and I grab her arm.
Oops.
And I put the crystal in that hand and then hold that hand.
Okay.
She's going to be fine.
Okay.
I mean, she's bleeding out right now.
She's going to be fine, everyone. She's gonna be fine.
The crystal's made of lead.
It's
mercury.
Would someone give her goddamn first aid?
The priest is yelling about how this is Moloch's will. And that if you leave now, he will spare all of you, but it doesn't matter because you'll all be drowning and choking on your own blood.
I'm going to bring back the arm to Tribeca.
Sure.
And kind of like, I have like handkerchiefs, and I'm going to tie off her arm so it stops bleeding.
At the arm?
Reattach it?
No. I'm like by the shoulder.
Gotcha.
Tourniqueting.
You're tourniqueting.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll medicine check.
I'm great at medicine.
I bet. Like you were good at performance and everything else you've rolled.
I got a 9.
Hey, pilot.
I mean, you put a handkerchief on it.
That's good.
You would never make us do this if it wasn't Tribeca and she wasn't manifesting.
I would, no matter what.
And then I'm going to shoot that guy in the knees.
Roll to attack.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Please, all of you. Just, God, I don't ask for a lot.
Two 15. Ones in a row.
All right. Roll me a D12. Were you doing full auto or single shot?
Probably full auto.
Roll me 2D12.
Hey, Pilot Iscariot. You think you could not turn while I'm shooting?
I'm going to land. We got hit with a gust of wind. There was a little turbulence.
Uh-huh.
18.
Call it the breath of God, if you will. 18. So you blow off not just one, but both of his kneecaps.
That's what I wanted, yeah.
Yeah. Gush, gush. And he goes, rah! And just sort of lands on the ground. He's just lying down at this point, because he doesn't have legs.
Yeah, I'm still in the boat.
I'm going to run
up. Yes, you're still in the boat.
I'm going to run up to him.
Okay.
And handcuff him.
Okay.
And then, like...
He's just shouting religious epithets at you.
I'm going to take his leg that he's missing.
Are you going to put a crystal in his shoe?
And I'm going to cut off all his toes.
Okay.
And then shove him in his mouth.
Okay.
And then...
He just laughs.
Tapes his mouth shut.
Okay. He's just laughing.
That's fine. And I'm going to drag him all the way back to, like, the helicopter point.
Sure.
And then they can just lift him out.
Okay.
We're going to hog tie him.
Sure.
And then I'm going to go back and, like, talk to Tribeca.
I mean, you can talk at her.
Does Tribeca need to do any death saves or what?
Can I, like...
Yeah, you know what? Give me a death save, Tribeca.
Why are you manifesting death saves for me?
I fucking hate...
You know what? He may not be the...
I fucking hate Tribeca.
What's that helicopter? Is it called Blue Falcon?
Eight.
It's called the Angel of Death.
It's called a Blue Falcon copter?
I'm putting in for a goddamn transfer.
That's eight.
Eight? One in the neggy.
Can I do medicine to stabilize her?
You can.
What happens when you fail a medicine?
One in the negative?
That's not a rule.
No, you just
fail. Depends on how bad your medicine check is. If you botch a medicine check, oh, I'm definitely putting you in
18.
The
18.
She's fine.
I'm stable.
No, not awake. Can't talk.
I know, but I'm stable.
Yep. Well, physically stable.
That's how medicine checks.
No, you're physically stable.
How much
you're
time
mentally
has passed
unstable.
Since I took my spirit paper?
I have a 17 sanity.
A minute or two.
Okay.
Yeah, hello. I'm still in the bull. Could somebody be letting me out?
Let's go.
Ting, 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 ting. So eventually, MTF come down, and they go down to the torture room, and they see everybody being tortured, and they all, people are crying and screaming and yelling. You're over there in the bowl. Are you doing anything over in the bowl?
Yeah, hello? Please let me out. I have a shiv on my arse, and I don't really want to fight anybody.
You immediately light on fire and die.
I didn't lie.
Yes, you did. You don't have a shiv in your ass.
Have I died from my anus wounds yet?
God damn it.
So you immediately burst into flames and die. A horribly painful burning death.
I need the character's name. It's Miko?
Allman. Burns.
MTS like, what the fuck? But yeah, so they come in. They get everybody off the torture devices.
Now I'm good, yeah?
And it seems as though they've located the anomalous item, which the SCP... I mean, it's way too heavy to airlift out. This thing's fucking... And also, it's in a castle, so be wonky to try and get out of there. So instead, the site has decided to send the researchers over, along with D-Class, to sort of perform tests on this thing, figure out what's going on with it. But in the meantime, they're going to classify this as SCP-2128, otherwise known as the Liar's Cradle. And with that, we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, your weapon of choice, Big Jim, the Knock Lord, Chronic Skinner, Shanda Panda, B-Mail, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zukari, Scabby Goose, Lost Limey, God King, Red Panda Bash.
May all his enemies burst into flame.
Crystal.
Right.
Crystals.
Sapper Supreme and Old Swampy. Want to support the show but can't wait to give us money? You have some websites you can go to. FreedomValleyHorseBase.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com. DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chickums.Church, PartyMormons.com, or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast. Can't financially support us but still want to support the show? Well, tell your friends that we're still doing the show after 7 seasons. Or simply head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can leave a 5-star review, and Chonky will read it out on the show. Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music or simply Gozer on Spotify. Listen to their record. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. You can support her all over the internet at a swan named Emily. Send us shit at P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325, and we will put it on the shelf of shame here in the studio. We salute you, Shinigami SPQR.
Woo!
You are this episode's...
Redacted.
And as always...
As you immediately put in for transfer after your first assignment for the private corporate security that you have... No?
Oh, just keep going.
I know she lost her arm, but... Like
nobody died, so you don't get to transfer.
I'm gonna manifest a new one.
Why don't you manifest a new end as always?
See, he hates you too.
Fuck.
We'll see you next week, nerds.
Special thanks to owner of the websites FreedomValleyHearthSpace.com and PartyMormons.com, and good luck at SCGCon Pittsburgh 2023. Playing Magic the Gathering in a professional manner. Find out if Josh won by going to sggcon.starcitygames.com.
Hell yeah. Good luck, Josh.
Nice. Good luck.
We love you, Josh. I swear. I'm still going to send those drawings to you. I have them in a tube outside this room. I'm sending them. I promise.
Totally happening.
He burned them. I heard it.
Nope. They're right over there in the next room.
Lit him on fire and then he pissed on him. That's what I hear. I got a video. He sent it to me.
We'll see you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
Get your piss videos in chat.
Piss video!
Send us your piss videos at PO Box 3178.